historic Oakland Cemetery near downtown Atlanta was segregated for most of its existence, just like the rest of the city. You can visit the graves of prominent African-American residents, but hundreds of graves were not known about until now, as we hear from Kate Sweeney.
Many of the burials in Oakland Cemetery's old African-American section never had traditional headstones. It's pretty much an open field. Families without means placed wooden markers or planted rose bushes or other plants, which is why Neil Nichols, director of preservation, is crouched over an azalea bush here.
There's a really good chance that this shrub was actually a marker, one that survived.
That's got to have some age to it.
I have no idea.
Yeah, me neither.
To be clear, Nichols is no plant expert, but one thing's for sure now. There is a grave here, marked by a small orange flag. Oakland recently hired a company to scan the grassy field with ground-penetrating radar. On this three-acre site, they found 872 unmarked burials.
You know, I wouldn't be surprised at all, though, if we found that there were people who were buried here that were unaccounted for.
The only way to find out is to match the burials they found with old records, which is the next step. And Nichols says they've got their work cut out.
Well, you know, just this morning, actually, I was trying to look at the old paper records and see if I could find, you know, original maps that would have shown the burial plots for this section. I can't find them. And that's really going to be the most difficult part of this.
Difficult in a section whose oldest graves date back to the 1860s. He hopes people will one day use their findings for genealogy research. Oakland is also restoring old walkways in the African-American section as part of its overall cemetery restoration. Kate Sweeney, WABE News.